AZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
It's been 3 months since a teenager and his grandmother were killed at their home in Durban. The bodies of 13-year-old Mikai and 74-year-old Vinmala Chetty were discovered in Effingham in October last year. They had been stabbed. Another woman who was injured during the ordeal was rushed to hospital. Cases of murder and attempted murder are being investigated by the authorities. Mikai's father, Shadain, says he believes that the investigation into his son's murder is falling through the cracks.
I'm getting no joy out of the investigation, and I'm not saying that the officers are incompetent, but what I am saying is that if an officer is overloaded with work, let's remove this docket and give it to someone who will pay attention to it. From the day that he was discovered up until now, there's no investigation done on the matter.
And 8 family members who lost their lives in a crash in Nkandla in northern KZN will be laid to rest in a joint mass funeral this weekend. The women were on their way to a wedding when their minibus collided with another taxi on Monday. KZN Transport MEC Siboniso Duma earlier this week paid his respects to the family. He says the road safety awareness campaign launched before the start of the festive season has shown progress.
So the roadblock at Umlazi, we had to ensure that everyone obeys the rules of the road. We arrested one taxi driver who was drunk. We had to arrest another foreign guy who did not have any papers.
While traffic volumes leaving KZN continue to increase with holiday makers heading back home, authorities say they expect the country's roads to be the busiest this weekend. Simon Zwane is the spokesperson for the Road Traffic Management Corporation.
About 1,200 to 1,300 vehicles an hour that will be leaving from Durban to the inland.
And KZN will continue to experience blistering heat. The SA Weather Service has issued an advisory for high temperatures and discomfort from today to tomorrow, with temperatures in Maritzburg and Richards Bay expected to reach a high of 40 degrees. Forecaster Ayanda Nsele has given advice on how to avoid the heat.
The expected temperatures coupled with the humidity along the coast, you can expect heat cramps, heat exhaustion, and an increased likelihood of wildfires. So stay clear of the sun exposure, hydrate as much as possible, as well as wearing protective clothing.
The weather office has also issued a yellow level 1 warning for severe thunderstorms and hail for the southwestern parts of the province today. A yellow level 4 warning has been issued for disruptive rainfall over all parts of KZN from Sunday afternoon until Monday. Durban, a high of 35 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 40, Ulundi 38, Ladysmith 36, Kokstad and Newcastle 35, Margate, Moy River and Underberg a high of 33. In Durban, we've got 2 meter high sea swells in the morning with sunrise at 1 minute past 5. That's all from the team for today. For Newswatch, I'm Nushera Sudial.